Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Continuing education. Continuing education. That is the need, actually. The need for continuing education, secular and spiritual. We're going to talk about that this morning using Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 as a diving board, if you will. Several of the verses will come into play. The word secular, as a young man being raised by my mom and dad, I knew what that was because my mom and dad had non-secular employment, just like I do. I'm a clergy from the world's perspective. I do not have secular employment. Everybody that works outside of the church, you have secular employment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I don't have employment if you don't have employment. God uses your tithes and offerings to pay all of the staff here at the church, so on and so forth. I can take you to scripture that's scriptural, that's good and the such. But the word secular is not bad. It's got a bad side to it, if you will. But it's not bad. Clergy has a bad side to it too. Well, it's for another day. But when you have secular employment, those of you that are involved in that, you know what CT is, continuing education, is. And that was quite a blow to me, because I'm telling you, after 12th grade, you talk about freedom. You know, this old boy was done with school. But something my dad had told me from little bitty guy, all three of us, 2 years of CBC, you can do whatever you want. 2 years of Central Baptist College, you can do whatever you want. Tony went to a year and a half till he decided cards were more fun than education. And Mom laughs because it's true. It's true. He bombed out of college. Okay? Barry came along. Barry's the middle child. And Barry just said thanks, but no thanks. And then Mom and Dad's like, okay. Now, I'm the youngest. I don't want to go to college. And I see that scenario. Tony went, fizzled out. Barry said thanks, but no thanks. Freedom! I'm free. That's where I discovered that this whole parental thing of we're going to treat each child equally. I graduated high school. Had a tremendous experience with Mom and Dad after my graduation. August. I remember the day like it was yesterday. Dad said, son, pack your things. I packed my things. Get in the car. I got in the car. Tony was the muscle. Tony got in the car with me. And he drove me to Central Baptist College and dropped me off and basically said, have a nice life. Dad went back home. And I'm sitting there with all my belongings. Scared to death. You folks cannot understand. What you see here is not what was then. I didn't have this glad-handing ability then. No. No. I mean, I was this guy. You know, leave me alone and the such. God brought me out of that through Central Baptist College. Central Baptist College was absolutely God's will for my life. And whether Dad knew that or not, it was what was going to happen. So it was Central Baptist College I learned that after high school, you can get what's called an AA. That's 2 years of college, Associate of Arts degree. Got mine. And I'm like, surely that will satisfy. It did not. Because I had all of my credits sent over to University of Central Arkansas to go into criminology and become the greatest policeman, whatever it was known in Dallas, Texas. And during that summer, God called me to preach. So I switched all my credits back over to CBC and got a four and a half years degree in Bachelor of Arts of Bible. That prepared me to pastor. Now, at that point, when I graduated after 4.5 years with a 4-year degree, a professor came up to me and said, brother, Ben. And that's how he talked. Jesse Thomas, would you do me a favor? Yeah, Brother Jesse, whatever. Don't go back to school, Brother Ben. Huh? Don't go get your master's. Don't even think about a doctorate. I just looked at him. He was not cutting me down. He was not telling me that he didn't think I could cut it. This is what he was telling me. You, sir, are done with school. Because he knew. He knew that. Because I think I still owe him a paper type thing. I was done with school. And he looked at me and said, go to work, son. You're going to do great. Go to work. And I did. I came to Bethel Baptist Church. John Smith became my continuing education. And the such. Gavin Hooks became my continuing education. Watch this. Yeah, Lord help, he says. But young people, listen. If you think it's depressing to hear that 4 years of college is possible after 12 years of high school, you need to understand that if you do want your master's, that's about 2 more years. If you want your doctorate, that's 2 or 3 more years. And so that's why, yes, that's why some people in this room have 8 to 9 years of postgraduate school. It's called continuing education. Now, in my mind, I'm like, Lord help, that's surely enough. That's surely enough. And one day, talking to Dr. Veterinarian Gavin Hooks, he told me, I said, about 3 years into his work, I said, well, so tell me, Dr. Hooks, how things going? And he said, well, honestly, the work's going pretty good. The business is going pretty good. But, man, I'm behind on my CTE. And I looked at him like, eh? And he said, continuing education. Oh, well, you'll be fine. Just keep working on them dogs and cats, and it'll all come to you, you know? And he looked at me and said, no, I've got to log so many hours or I could lose my license. Dude, you done spent all this money on all those years and you still got to go to school. Oh, that was depressing to me. And a lot of you are in jobs. You've got to keep getting more education. You do. Brother Nance is here. And Brother Nance was working in the car industry. He was an electronic, help me. A robotic technician. He said, I've got a stack that tall of certifications that I had to go to do what I was called to do. So this is my point, church. Continuing education is a reality in secular life, but it's also reality in your spiritual life. You need to continually be being educated. Let's stand for the reading and reverence of God's holy word. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart. That's continuing education, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Father, we ask you to add your blessings to the reading and preaching of your holy word. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. Church, Israel has wandered for 40 years in the wilderness because they had not paid attention to continuing education in Egypt. They had not learned their lesson of faith. So when they stood before the walls of Jericho, the test, if you will, and God said, I'm enough. I'm enough. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how tall those walls are. I am enough. And 10 of the 12 spies said, thanks, but no thanks. And God's like, okay, you need some more continuing education. And every person over 20 years old, except Caleb and his family and Joshua and his family, died in the wilderness in those 40 years. And that's what Moses was referring to. And then he says in verse 3, he humbled you. He suffered thee to hunger. And he fed you with manna, miraculously gave them food from heaven, bread from heaven, which thou knowest not. In other words, church, listen to me. God has ways to provide for you that you don't even understand, much less know about. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Church, an enemy can cut off your finances. An enemy can cut off your friends. An enemy can cut off, you name it. But as long as they can't cut off God, you're okay. Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Something I want to make abundantly clear to you today, that I believe that this verse is essentially referring to. Church, you're not going to read this in a day. You're not going to read it in a week. You're certainly not going to understand it in a year. It takes continuing education to get this book where it needs to be. It takes continuing education for you and I to understand what God has for us. So the need for continuing education, secular and spiritual. I want to share with you, and I'm trying to find it. There it is. I call this my sermon in a sentence. One of the vital lessons of life is disciplining ourselves to see all biblical and secular knowledge that contributes to our life and purpose as necessary as our daily food. I'll read that one more time. One of the vital lessons of life is disciplining ourselves to see all biblical and secular knowledge that contributes to our life and purpose as necessary as our daily food. And that's what that verse is saying. Man doth not live by daily food alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what about Christian CTE? First of all, I want you to look at the need. The need of Christian continuing education. This verse, in my opinion, pretty well highlights it very well. That word live is just not the casual word. Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. No, you need to insert the most vivacious and vibrant idea of that word live that you can. The devil, the Bible says that the devil cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and that you might have it to the full. Amen. One version translates that abundantly, to the more, to the top, as much as possible. So this isn't just a getting through. This isn't just an existing. This is you taking in everything you can every time you get the opportunity. Remember, when you're there, be all there. Be all there and soak it in. So one particular fella went to class, first day of class. He was between 9th and 12th grade. And this teacher was one of those teachers that they had bought all in. And folks, we've got a lot of teachers like that. And he poured himself into his class. And so every year he would start off, he'd say, okay, guys, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to misunderstand my question, but I'm going to start with it just to see how many people understand my question. How long have you guys lived? 16, 15 and a half, 16 and a half. So, nope, none of you got it. Let me explain it to you this way. One day I went to the, it'll come to me, Well, they're not there anymore. The two towers in New York, the World Trade Center. And he said, I got up there, and when we walked out on that building and saw New York, all of a sudden it hit me. I am on the tallest building of the world, and I'm seeing one of the biggest cities of the world. And he said, all of a sudden, I realized I had just been taking in all of these sights as in it's just something to do. And what's the next thing coming? And he said, I stopped. And I soaked it in. I looked as far as I could look. I looked as high as I could look. I looked as far down as I dare. I soaked it in, and I realized what all it took for man to build this, and I realized that man could only do what God gave him the ability to do. And he said, for 30 seconds, I live. And he says, so guys, how long have you lived? 5 seconds. Minute. Hour. In church, I have to believe that that type of living is available 24/7. But we've got to force ourselves to get our head up and see what's going on. We didn't go to Lonedale School yesterday to swell the ranks of Bethel Baptist Church. We went to Lonedale School. We do good news at St. Clair School. All the things, CR, Awana, all the things that we do, they're not to swell the ranks of Bethel Baptist Church. They are to win men, women, and boys and girls for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. That's living. That's understanding that there is an ending. And then there is a beginning of the rest of the rest of your life. And church, I've learned that through continuing education. There was a time I couldn't tell you that. There was a time I couldn't give words to that. But I understand now, because of continuing education, that it is about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and living my life in such a way that I do not deter that. I told the superintendent, we need you more than you need us. It's the truth. It's the truth, because God's called us to it. Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. All right, so some New Testament words for you. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, and we beheld the Word as the flesh of the living only begotten Son of God. And that's a rough paraphrase. Watch this. The Word is Jesus. And Jesus is the Word. And this, church, and all the regulars can finish this for me, is Jesus on paper. And when you and I try to get this book, oh, I know, those of you that are theologians, I know, if we're saved, we have Jesus already. Amen. His Holy Spirit. But when you give him his book, he could do amazing things in your life. So, point number one, the need. Point number two, the cost without it. Look at James chapter 1. Go ahead and turn there, please. James chapter 1. I'm turning also. James chapter 1. Something amazing happens here in verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Try that tomorrow. Swift to hear. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. Dad, you ever discipline your children, and then once your wife explained everything, you realize there was no need for discipline? Those are some shameful moments I'd love to take back. Slow to hear. Oops, swift to hear. See, that's the BK paraphrase. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Here it is. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So James has laid out to you the two options. Shun continuing education. Look in the mirror. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. But you don't feed. You don't feast upon the Word of God. You do not educate yourself by this book. And you just walk through the world doing whatever you want to do. Church, it's going to lead to a lot of pain. It's going to lead to a lot of poor choices and the such. But you stand here and you look in that mirror and you go, ooh, wow,
I need some work.
And you go to the Word of God and you let the Word of God instruct you. You let the Word of God wash you. You let the Word of God change you. And now you're walking in the light of the cross. Right. You're still going to mess up occasionally. We're human. But what you're not going to do is destroy Christ's reputation in your life. Because the Bible says a man after God's own heart does the right thing after he's done the wrong thing. And that's continuing education. The result of not continuing is, the cost without it is to destroy God's reputation in your life. Number three, the result of continuing education. Look at Matthew chapter 6:33. Some of you can quote that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Church, the result of continuing education is Christ taking care of you. The result of continuing education is abundant life. The result of continuing education is joy. Joy is a relationship with Jesus Christ that's not affected by our circumstances. I can't speak for you. But outward circumstances, if I'm not careful, they put me on a roller coaster. When things are going well, I'm well. When things are going bad, I'm bad. That is un-Christian. It is. Christianity is, my life might not be perfect, but I'm going to heaven. I've got Jesus in my heart. I've got the Word of God on paper. I've got my church family. I'm okay. I'm okay. Here we go. How to achieve it. And I did this in first service, so I don't want you guys to feel left out. I forgot a verse, so let's go back. The result of it. Proverbs chapter 2. This is too good to pass up. Proverbs chapter 2. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So I want to, let's just play a little hypothetical game here. Someone comes to your door. Now, do y'all remember when $1 million impressed us? Y'all remember that? And you remember that commercial, the baseball player, and somebody asked him why $20 million wasn't enough for his contract, and he said, hey, man, $20 million don't go as far as it used to. That's right. Leon, commercial. Watch this. So let's just up the ante. The person that used to live in your house knocks on your door tomorrow and says, I just thought that you needed to know. I don't need it. I just don't need it. But there's $100 million buried in the backyard, and I can't remember where I put it. I just wanted you to know. Have a nice day. Your whole schedule for that day has changed. Can I get a witness? Yeah. It don't matter if you're meeting with Brother Ben. Trust me. You got an appointment with me? Skip it and find the money and tithe on it. Yeah, yeah. But if you're like me, if you're like me, it's somebody else's house, so you might not care either. But if it's your place, you've bought it, and the person that used to live in it says there's $100 million in the back, you're going to rent a backhoe. And it doesn't matter how much the backhoe costs. And I've rented one a time or two for camp and such. They're anywhere from $250 to $800 a day type thing. And if you're like me, you're going to get somebody to operate it. They're $40 to $100 an hour type thing. No sweat. You're fitting to find $100 million. Watch this, church. There's more than that right here. There's more than that right here. You come to me and you say, Brother Ben, $100 million for your salvation. Thanks, but no thanks. Amen. How about $100 billion? Thanks, but no thanks. Trillion? Thanks, but no thanks. The world! Well, what did Jesus say? What profit of the man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Continuing education. So how to achieve it? Look at Psalm 63. We're almost done, church. Psalm 63. Look at Psalm 63. This is David. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. And church, in my humble opinion, he's saying, you know what we experienced this morning? He wants to experience that same thing at home, and you can. Amen. You can. If you worshiped well, and we hope and pray you did this morning, you can worship well at home. And all that does is prepare you for Sunday. It's a wonderful experience to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. But remember, it started with, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Church, as amazing as this planet is, there is nothing in this planet that is capable of satisfying you better than Jesus. Amen. And if we'll just put a fine point on it, there's nothing on this or in this planet that can satisfy you. Jesus is the only one that can satisfy us. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And that from a child thou hast, this verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, what's right, for reproof, for what's not right, for correction, how to get right, and instruction in righteousness, how to stay right, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be committed to continuing education in the Christian life. So, how to achieve it? You've heard this many times before. Radio. 91.5, 99.1, 97.7. Church, listen to me. The web? I just never cease to be amazed. Many times I encourage people to go to the internet and ask their spiritual question. And this is the response I get. Well, Brother Ben, there's all sorts of stuff. Yes. Yes, there's all sorts of stuff on the internet that is bad. Church, there's all sorts of stuff on the internet that is great. And I'm encouraging you, and I'm giving you permission, every pastor on our staff, every staff member, every Sunday school teacher, every Awana leader will love to hear your question. I went to Google the other day for fill in the blank, and this is what come up. Is this safe? Amen. Please, please. Because, church, I can't tell you how many times I've done that, and I come up with completely biblically safe answers, but answers I wasn't aware of until I went and got some help. You come to me with Benny Hinn's name, and I'm going to tell you, run in love. But if you come to me with David Jeremiah's name, I'm going to say, eat all you can. Get all you can. Can all you get. And sit on the lid type thing. I learned that in college. Watch this, church. You bring to me David Jeremiah. Yes, yes. And we could just go right down on it. Bot Radio Network. I trust it. I do, and that's where to get food. Sunday school. These numbers are going up. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. They need to. Amen. Continuing education, Sunday school, 5:30. We've taken a break during the summer, but we're getting ready to hit it in September. We're going to have Dave Ramsey again, the Financial Peace University, but we're going to have other classes available. Worship services, Bible study, personal and group, mentors, bookstores. I can't tell you how many people I have told. Go to St. Charles Rock Road, Lifeway Bookstore. But this is what I tell them. Take $100. And it's not because it's expensive. It's because as you walk those aisles, you're going to see a title and you go, oh my gosh, I need that. And you're going to look at this, I need that. Worse than this. And you're going to go up like this. That's $100. I've done it. But there are tremendous resources there that we all desperately need. Most people that are in a season of difficulty, they can trace it to a lack of CTE, continuing education in scripture and discipleship living. Come hungry. Let the pain of your situation drive you to discipline, which will lead to desire, which will lead to delight. One of our Sunday school classes did this study by James McDonald, another name that you can absolutely trust. Amen, Todd? You can absolutely trust. Watch this. We did this study years ago in our Wednesday night class. Then they did the study just a few weeks or a month ago. Those are the three words that he lovingly drills into your head. How many of you really want to add an hour or two of Bible study? Don't raise your hand, please. You really want to add an hour or two of Bible study to your already crazy schedule? If you'll be honest, nobody in here. But there's something going on in your life that is driving you nuts. It is hurting you. The lack of wisdom that you have about that situation is causing you to make decisions that's bringing more pain. In church, let the pain drive you to the discipline. And the discipline will lead to desire. And the desire will lead to delight. I got a fix. And you will find that the fix is his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And I'm promising you, it will work that way. And not just delight that you are out of your current circumstance, but delight in your Savior that he is the answer to all of life's difficulties. In a crowd this size, there's somebody here that you're struggling with something. Continuing education. I'm begging you. We will help. We will point you. I've had many discussions. We will point you to some help. Maybe you're here today and you've never, ever accepted Christ. This is an invitation that we're fixing to do as the musicians come. We're inviting you to walk the aisle. If you've never, ever accepted Christ, we'll send you as someone gender appropriate and they'll share the gospel with you. Maybe you want to come and join the church, be baptized. Maybe you want to come and just turn this into an old-fashioned altar and seek the Lord's face, whatever the case may be. Brother Brad is going to conduct this invitation. Brother Brad has been full-time staff, with the exception of a few months, just as long as I have at this church. He can handle this. Watch this. Brother Jonah Pfeiffer and I are going to go back and prepare for a baptism. Now, this is what you need to know about Brother Jonah. Jonah was saved a while back and was scripturally, authentically baptized a while ago. So this is not that. This is, however, him feeling led after he's made some, I would call, pretty gigantic steps towards his, he's had continuing education for the last several years. And he feels like the Holy Spirit's asking him to do this. It's not replacing what he's already done, if you will. He feels like God is asking him to do this. So we're going to accommodate. If this confuses anybody, sit down with me. I'll try to explain it. This isn't something we're asking you to do. Really, this isn't something we think that anybody has to do. This is Spirit-led on Jonah's end. And as a church, we're honoring that request. Will you stand, Jonah?